Sammy the Bull, in today's backstory.
Scary, scary dude. Arrogant, cruel.
It was in early 1992 when Sammy the Bull Gravano, John Gotti's right-hand man, testified against his boss during the Dapper Don's third federal trial. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell was in the courtroom and remembers.
Sammy the Bull made his decision to turn rat and to squeal about John Gotti at a time when Omerta was going out the window. He turned because the feds played for him some Gotti tapes in which Gotti was suspicious of Sammy the Bull. When Sammy heard the suspicion in his boss's voice, he knew that he'd better turn, or it would be a death sentence.
Federal prosecutors praised the mobster for becoming a cooperator of historic proportions.
Well, to see those two facing off in court was really something, because Sammy the Bull was closest to him, always at his side.
Despite having La Cosa Nostra in his blood.
So Sammy the Bull, who had admitted to 19 murders, got the biggest pass ever from the government. He was sent into a witness protection program out in Arizona. What did Sammy do out there? He started selling ecstasy. Meanwhile, back in New York, Gotti's loyalists were plotting to go out there and bump him off. They were actually on their way to Arizona when the feds moved in and arrested Sammy for the ecstasy dealing. So in effect, the government once again saved the life of Sammy the Bull.
For more backstories, head over to WCBS880.com/50.